Well, Caleb, I hope your radio issue is not a catastrophic issue and it's easily rectified. It's always a concern when you go use your gear and all of a sudden you're presented with a surprise. Okay, Scott, WX1J, go ahead with your transmission and go. KF8PKT, please stand by.
Hi, good evening, Kevin, and everybody on the net. Kevin, great job with the net tonight, as always. It's a great pleasure to hear you guys. Last week I was in New Orleans for the week and got home late Friday night, quickly whipped out two new letters and jumped in the camper van and headed up to Sault Ste. Marie. So this evening I'm coming to you thanks to the generosity of KE8FJW. Brad's repeater here in Sault Ste. Marie, and kind of fun to be able to work it from this angle. So that's about all from me. We'll vacation, hopefully be able to get back toward the end of this week and get back on the ground and running. If anybody has any memorable information from the HamFest that you'd like to have in the newsletter, please send that to me as soon as possible. I'm going to try to get that newsletter out first thing tomorrow morning. With that, I'll turn it back to you, Kevin, and everybody have a great evening. WATCM, this is WX1J.
Hey, Scott, I wondered if you were coming from a remote location. Sault Ste. Marie explains a little bit of static, but your whole repeater and nice and clear. And New Orleans, boy, that must have been fun. You're just traveling all over the place. So, it's good to hear you're out there. Haven't heard from you in a couple of days, and I figured that you must be on one of your many travels, and you were. So we look forward to seeing you back when you get back here, and safe travels. Joe, KF8, EKG. Joe, go ahead with your transmission, and Nicholas, KD8NH, please stand by.
Thank you, Kevin, and hello to everyone on the net. As far as emergency preparedness and the storms, nothing specific for the storms. We have a 1,200-watt generator, and we can run an extension cord in, keep the fridge going or whatever. But we live in town, so we got city water, and we're blessed with natural gas. So, if electricity goes out, you know, we can still use the restroom and not have to worry about water like that or heat. We took a trip into Traverse City today and got a good blast of rain, and that was, just slow down. That's all I did, is just slow down like you would for icy roads, just slow down and not get too excited. But, not a lot going on. I don't do, surge arresters or anything like that on the house. I'm an electrician, and the surge arresters do work. But as far as individual appliances, no. I got one on the entire house on the service, but not for the individual appliances. Everybody have a good evening, and thank you again, Kevin, for taking the net. I enjoy this net. 73 to y'all. This is KF8PKG, going to Calcasa.
Yeah, very good, Joe. It's good to hear from you. You're sounding pretty good. Generator, yeah. We needed ours last night. We had, probably about 8 o'clock, and all of a sudden the power dropped. Told my wife, I said, there goes the power, and 30 seconds later, our whole house generator came back up and ran the house on emergency power for probably about 6 or 7 hours before it was restored. Don't know if that was related to the tree that was caught since or failed today, but that could have been yesterday. We had wind-driven horizontal rain yesterday, so yeah, those generators can be a good thing. We're over here out in Spider Lake. We're on a well on the septic, so we have to be self-sufficient, and put that generator in probably 10 years ago, and it's probably one of the best decisions I've made up here. will go now to Nicholas, KDA-10-8, and Mark, KDA-8-8, please stand by.
Yep, this is Nicholas, Kilo, Delta 8, November Hotel. I don't have much for the net tonight. I did some exciting amateur radio stuff this week, though, and I have some good plans also for my home CTH. I'll leave the plans for the home CTH till next week. Maybe I'll have them done by then. But what I did this week, I got out and did a quota activation with another amateur radio operator. That was one of my second times doing that. It was very fun. It gets you out and about, gets you setting up your gear. Let's see here. I've been doing a lot of CW studying and copying. Practice copy. I'm up to a solid 10 words per minute. I can copy at 10 words per minute now, and I feel so rewarded after 5 years of, you know, working on this, and in the beginning being like, I'm never going to even remember. I don't think I'm ever going to do this. To now being like, ha, I understand what that is. So, anyway, back to you in the net. And thanks a lot for being out there, amateur radio community. And we'll talk to you next time. Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel.
Well, Nicholas, congratulations on your quota activation. I haven't done an activation yet other than the Lighthouse last year during the ILLW weekend. But that didn't count for a quota activation. And then 10 words per minute after 5 years of study. Congratulations. I think that's a milestone. I've been wanting to learn CW myself, but spent the last 2 years getting a tech, general, and an extra, and I don't have to push off the CW, but I put about a year between each of those licenses, and did all the engineering work that came along with that. So it's good to hear you at 10 words per minute. Congratulations. That must be really good. Keep it up, and see if you can get those numbers up. Great job. Okay, Mark, KCH, and we reached the bottom of the list, and I will call for more general sections or Echo Link and All Star, but Mark, go ahead with your translation.
Well, good evening, Kevin, and the WACCM Monday evening social hour net. This is Mark, KCH. I'm just going to keep this brief, just in case we're getting too much crackling, but over the past couple of days, so we've had the big storms, and then we had something this morning, and then last night, and automatically now I go over, and I pull my handheld out, and listen to what the traffic is on the receiver, and keep in touch, and see if there's anything that I might need to report. So that's all I really have to say for this evening. So with that, this is KCH Mark, and back to next week.